kings cultivate the hidden glory and make it manifest. What does that tell you if you're going to be a royal priesthood? Your job is to go where the darkness has a veil over the glory and liberate it. You've got to see the hidden glory and use the authority you've got to bring it out into manifestation. How do you know what you're seeing is real? Because God is showing you previews of things to come. Over and over, your mind is rehearsing things constantly that have to do, it's like a fantasy life. You understand this? When your mind is sanctified by God, it doesn't, the one purpose of your brain is not just to cast down imaginations. It's also to create a canvas for God to paint on. So that you see, over a period of time, things the way they ought to be. And even if you see darkly, those rehearsed images, somebody had to see this Bible college, this campus, these meetings, healing, students coming, multiplication, more and more people coming from around the world. Because when you see it, it's no longer just you imagining something you want. It's you interacting with a future that is trying to become manifest. So Jonas Salk, the inventor of the polio vaccine, he's the one, the scientist, who unleashed the glory in healing polio. And here's what he told. He went on a track nobody else was on. They said, why are you doing this? He said, because I sensed there was a future that was seeking to become manifest through me. And I kept experimenting along a different line till what I sensed, what I saw, became manifest. In other words, solutions to problems, global problems, is under the authority of the bride of Christ to bring to the nations. And when we bring those solutions to those problems, we go into spheres of influence Satan occupies and liberate the glory that is potentially in there and make it manifest. And when it becomes manifest, when systems are healed, when broken down systems are healed and delivered, God is manifest in that deliverance.